Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Chatter for Change. I am Preston, joined by Frisco and Tyler. How y'all doing today?
Doing great. Doing good.
Well, that's good to hear. So today we've got a very special guest for you today. Somebody that has worked with us for as long as I can remember and is the superintendent of Webster County Schools. Miss Calloway, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. So first thing I want to ask you is, obviously, tomorrow is prom. Really big deal for the high school, really big deal for everybody going. So I just wanted to ask you a little bit about the precautions that we've gone through to make sure that everybody has a safe and fun time at prom this year.
Yes, so I think that I encourage the high school admin to include students to what could prom look like this year and still be safe. And so that's when they took some ideas about groups and, you know, you being able to choose the group of people you want to be with and, you know, staying masked unless you're eating or drinking. Hopefully, you know, we've had some restrictions lifted for outside events with masking. So hopefully we'll see some of that come soon with inside.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, you guys didn't even have a prom last year, and so hopefully you'll have a good time this year.
Right. Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, considering the fact that, like what you said, we didn't even have a prom last year, I'm just excited that we're even in the building, for starters. And I'll be honest with you, if this was a normal prom, I'm not going to interact with everybody in the world. So the fact that we're grouped together with people that we know that we interact with on a daily basis, honestly, I think that's a really big help. I mean, from my perspective, that doesn't really bother me. I know that some people have kind of whined and cried about it, but I'm like, but you don't even interact with everybody else. So I think that the way that prom is going to work is, I think it's going to work really well. And I think that we're not going to have to worry about the safety of us and others because of the precautions that we've taken to have a safe prom this year.
I hadn't really even thought about that, Preston, but you're right. You, even if you weren't grouped, you're going to be grouped because of who you hang around with. I do hope that everybody has a group. You know, I always hate it when you see the one kid at lunch who's sitting by themselves and doesn't have anybody. And so I have had that concern that, you know, some people may not have a group, but hopefully that's all worked out now.
Right.
And just a general question. So as far as the hours go for prom, is it about the same as it was, like, say, I think May 2019? So, like, before coronavirus?
I believe so.
Gotcha.
When does it end? What time does it end?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. I know that we're supposed to crown king and queen around 10, I think. But I don't know exactly when everything shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to guess, it's probably around what it usually might be.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Oh, absolutely.
So I've heard about the pop-up proms. So do you know if we're having any of that for sure?
It depends on what group it is.
Gotcha.
They're all doing it just a little bit different based on what venue they rent or, just what their procedures are. We kind of know a group that's going to do one in Clay, but honestly, the details have kind of varied from group to group, whether it's going to be like the super formal thing or just more laid back or just whatever have you.
Yeah.
And, I think a lot of groups are going to take and spend, you know, 30 minutes to 2 hours at the high school prom and then they have their own little thing organized afterwards.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And I think, you know, last year that happened with some people who were, you know, wanted their children to experience
right.
a prom of some
yeah.
sort. And honestly, moving forward, I think you're going to see a trend of that, not just this year, but even moving forward where, and just hopefully they are staying safe is all I hope.
Right.
So I was just going to ask this question. So as far as graduation goes, is that going to be held inside?
Or, yes.
Gotcha.
Inside.
So similar as it was like before coronavirus, just less people in there. Before.
Yes. I think right now each senior is going to get 4 tickets. To keep, I think we can have a capacity of 60% maybe. Gotcha. So that's the plan.
And it, I just think it's awesome. You know, these events may not be all that they were as far as, you know, there's a couple of restrictions, but it's just awesome to be able to have the opportunity to have prom and graduation and
just to be able to go through the processes, you know, that students didn't have last year.
Right. We are still going to, which you guys probably already know, going to do the community parade. That was a big hit last year. And that was one of the things that we tried to make it as special as we could since we didn't have the traditional graduation. And that was a big hit that community people said, oh, please do that again. You know, so it'll be different. You know, it won't be coming through getting the diploma case, but it'll be, you know, you guys will be grouped by wherever you went to elementary. And I think still writing the letters to a teacher that, you know, was special to you or something like that. So we're pretty excited about the community parade.
Oh, you know, I mean, I remember last year watching a few of my friends go through that parade online. And I was just like, you know, as much as I hate that they weren't having normal graduation, I kind of want to be a part of this. Like, last year while we were watching, I joked with my dad, he races from time to time, and he's like, you know, I want to ride in your freaking car down Main Street through the driveway of the high school and then just gas it afterwards. But, yeah. I mean, I just, I really loved watching just, I don't know, it was just, it's something different. You get to see, I don't know, there's just something different about it that I really like.
Yeah. Well, they decorated their car, their vehicles. Oh, yeah. They're hanging out of the sunroof and... Yeah. Who was it? AJ Avery? Yeah.
Yeah.
His truck was like, it was really decorated. Pretty cool.
Sounds like something AJ would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha. So I guess some more questions about all the things you're going to be doing this year. I know that we had Project Graduation. Did they have Project Graduation last year?
No. Gotcha. Unless somebody did something on their own.
So I know that we're bringing that back.
Yes.
So it should still be in similar style as it was before, just shorter, is from what I understood.
Mm-hmm. That's the way I understand it. Preston may know more about that because his mom is pretty involved in Project Grad.
Well, it's fun you mentioned that because she's been pretty locked down about the whole thing. I don't know if I would assume it's because I'm a senior and that's something that I'm going to do. So there's a lot of stuff that I don't know about it personally.
I am.
Yeah.
Maybe big time surprises.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, all three of you guys are educators' kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Young men. I'm sorry, you're not kids anymore.
I don't know what they're gonna do. I mean, I would guess it'd be something similar to what was last year.
I would say, isn't it normally kind of like more focused in the gym? I would say now it's probably gonna be, you know, more focused on classroom to classroom.
Different things going on
in
different areas. The prizes are usually really good.
Yeah. Oh, I should know. Yesterday, I had to carry in a brand new microwave from the front office all the way to my mom's office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
So, speaking of that, are all three of you going to go to college?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I know you and I talked about it during our interview.
Right.
You're going to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, Tyler?
Murray. Going to Murray, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to Murray as well.
There's a bunch of us going to Murray.
Oh, I know.
Wow. Quite a few. Feels like everybody is going to Murray.
So, Tyler, what are you going to major in?
I'm going to go get an electromechanical degree.
Oh, wow. Yep. Okay.
Wow.
That sounds pretty cool.
So, I'm going to be certified as a high school history teacher. So
hallelujah.
So
bring it on.
So, when I go... I'm going to get a history major, and then I'm going to minor in English while I'm there.
Good deal. And you're going into the ministry.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I'll be doing first. And then if that's, you know, what I feel like I'm supposed to do, I'll just continue on there. And if not, I'll go back probably to Murray or something to continue on into psychology and that sort of deal.
Wow.
Got you.
So I guess as a thing that we should bring up is that, as you know, graduation is coming up really soon. Speaking of, I know some people, part of the early college, have finished their classes. All they have left is finals. And then, of course, for the rest of us in high school, you still have a couple more weeks. But after that, the people here in True Blue, you know, won't be, I guess, directly in contact with Ms. Bumpus all the time. So we've been really looking into, I guess, bringing that, you know, onwards into, I guess, an older age group. And so if you guys would like to talk about the college group that we have set up.
So, yeah, the True Blue College Group, I think, is what we're going to call it. And basically, it's just going to be a group that holds the same values that, you know, the True Blue group does. And we're going to meet 1 to 3 times a year, whether that's coming back to Webster County and meeting with Donna or a Zoom meeting or whatever. And basically just talk about the same stuff, maybe plan a couple events, who knows. And also we're gonna attempt to bring in some people from outside of Webster County. You know, we go off to college, we meet all these people, so maybe involve some other people.
Right. And what I think is gonna be pretty interesting is that I mean, as like you said earlier, Tyler, a lot of people are going to be going into Murray, so I think it'd be pretty interesting if you have a lot of people who, you know, come from True Blue and actually go over to Murray, if you can, like, actually start to get, like, a group together.
Oh, what about like a True Blue group at Murray?
There you go.
That's a really good idea.
It is a good idea.
I mean, just because it's going to be, like, you know, there's going to be quite a few people from True Blue, you know, at Murray. And so if you can, like, have it set up there, I think that'd be pretty cool to, you know, spread it further out throughout Kentucky, you know, just beyond, you know, high schools or elementary schools.
Well, I think from your perspective, it would be so cool if you could start something down there in Georgia. And then maybe if we could talk to some, or just interview some of the people that you interact with in your university, and just bring somebody in from out of state. I think that would be a really cool experience if you had the chance to do that.
I mean, I'd definitely be like a part, like, you know, whenever we're describing how it'd be set up. I mean, I definitely think people would be able to, like, watch and participate in that. But yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool to, you know, just spread out True Blue a bit more, you know?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, and then also, I know we had talked about having the podcast, you know, just because we were just the core group. Some of us were, you know, just constantly being in the podcast. And I know that next year we're going to have new people. So I think it'd be pretty cool if we could be guests now,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be able to continue on, you know, in college. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Come home on Christmas break and be a guest on the old True Blue podcast. Yeah. Chatter for Change.
Chatter for Change, of course. Yes.
It's a great idea.
And obviously, we're leaving. So like Frisco said, there's going to be new people.
Mm-hmm.
So you can start to expect some new voices in here if you're getting tired of us.
Right.
Right. So, Miss Calloway, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did your career start with education, and how did you get to where you are now?
So I was fortunate to be a stay-at-home mom with our oldest two children until they went to school. And then I actually got my bachelor's degree from Indiana University.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my husband doesn't like that. But anyway, so yeah, I went to college later in life when we had two kids. So, I didn't start teaching till I was 30. I started my teaching career at Apollo High School in Owensboro, as that's where we were living. And then, like I told you all before, my husband's from Union County. So, he really always wanted to move back to the farm where he grew up. And so that's where we live now since 1996. So we have three grown children. They are 36, 24, and our youngest is getting ready to be 28. And so we have five grandchildren. And I taught biology and chemistry for 11 years and then kept getting pushed to go into administration, which I never saw myself doing. And anyway, kept being what we call tapped on the shoulder to, you know, do gotcha. Some more things. And so I've been a middle school principal, a high school principal in Crittenden. And then you guys know Dr. Yarbrough.
Right.
She was the superintendent when I was principal in Crittenden. And when she came, was going to come to Webster, she always kept saying, well, when you're a superintendent someday, and I'm like, I don't want any part of that, you know, I'm not doing that. No way. Really thought I would retire in Crittenden as the high school principal. And then in 2014, when she came here to be superintendent, she said, you know, I think you should come and work at central office. And I said, that puts me too far away from kids. Mm-hmm. I like the kids, especially teenagers. And she said, well, if you're secondary instructional supervisor, you'll be around the middle school, high school kids. You know, of course, you guys were still in elementary when I came. You were in the sixth grade. You heard me say that before. And basically, I love data, any kind of analysis of data. Mm-hmm. And so she kind of put that out there for me, be over CTE, career and technical technical education, right. The district assessment coordinator, so it's all about the data, and then instructional supervisor for secondary. And it was kind of like, did you build that job for me? You know what? So it was kind of hard to say no to that. And so thank goodness she pushed me, because I cannot imagine being anywhere but here. Wow. God put me here for a reason. And it feels like, I said, you know, when I hear people say, well, I've lived in Webster my whole life, I wish I could say that, because I'm, like I told you, I'm not from anywhere. And so then I had no idea she was only going to stay 4 years. Mm. And she kept pushing and pushing about superintendent, and I was still pushing back. And then when she made up her mind, really the reason I did it was because sometimes people come to smaller districts, use it as a stepping stone to get a little experience and go on to somewhere pays more money or bigger district. Right. And I really was excited about the work we were doing in the district. And so the only reason I applied was because I didn't want somebody else to come in and mess up the good things we were doing. So now here we are.
Wow.
So this is my 28th year in education.
So in choosing, I know you, whenever you said you wanted to become superintendent or became superintendent, so what do you think are some of the best things about Webster County schools?
Gosh, we say it all the time. We have great kids. I've been somewhere where kids are a challenge. Mm. I'm not saying all of our kids are perfect, but overall, we have got the best kids and young adults, and that's some of the good things about what I like about high school, is watching you guys come in as a freshman, and then when you leave, you're like these young adults and ready to tackle all this stuff. But I think that the community support of Webster County Schools would be my second next thing of why it's great to be here. And I just think we've got good things for kids. The dual credit alone, the early college that are, you know, out there for opportunities. Those would be my top things that I think are really good here. And we have overall, we have a great staff in our school system. So, yeah.
Well, it's hard to argue with you about that support of the schools, because every time that I've been to a basketball game at home, the amount of community that comes out of their way to watch us play, I always find that remarkable.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we could ask for more support from our community, because they have always supported us in our endeavors, whether it's sports or even our early college program. I mean, I don't know how many people that I've talked to from our community that have just really just, I don't know if I would say praised, but really just compliment us on the work that we've done and how far ahead that we're going to be when we graduate here in just a few weeks.
Right. So speaking of early college, how has your all's experience been with early college?
I would say eye-opening. I think that early college definitely clarified a lot of things for me as far as what college would look like, what the course workload is. And I think it made me mature a little bit. I think that it made me realize that nothing is going to be handed to me as far as education goes, down the, like as far as college level goes, and that if I want a certain grade in a class, or if I want this degree, I've got to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means putting in extra work every day, if that means working and emailing my instructors until they lose their mind, then by all means, I'm going to have to do it. But I would think definitely the biggest thing is just learning how college works, because I wouldn't say that it's like extremely hard, but it's definitely the next step up from high school. And I don't think that some kids really know what that jump looks like. So definitely, I think once you get past that first semester, it's really not that bad. But just taking that leap and growing as a I would say a little bit as a person, and definitely as a student, I think that's the two biggest things you can take away from that program.
Do you feel like your high school courses prepared you guys to be in college?
You can be
honest.
Yeah, I think going to early college, a lot of the instructors compliment Webster County Schools, especially both my English professors have said, you know, students from Webster have done really good in English, and they've been some of my best students.
Wow.
And
that's a big deal.
Yeah. And English is obviously, I feel like as a high school instructor, would be the hardest to prepare your students for college English, just because, you know, when you get in to college English, it's just a bunch of 5-page papers, you know,
right,
and doing different stuff. But yeah, I feel like it's definitely prepared me. And as far as just the program, I know you said you felt like that one job was built for you. I feel like the early college program was built for me. I've loved it. It's been awesome. I can see where people would have regret after, because it's like, you know, you make that choice as a sophomore, and then before you know it, you're a graduating senior and you're 2 years ahead. And so it's like you're just that much closer, you know. But for me, I've loved it. I have no regrets. You know, I'm glad with the choices I've made.
Yeah. And I guess continuing off of what Tyler said, one thing that I found about the classes about high school and college is, I guess thinking back on it now, I think a lot of the classes in the high school, which just the way I guess it's set up, is that it's very, I guess, assignment based. And then, you know, you're just doing each assignment and then you're just progressing along. But I think, I guess, with the semester-long classes instead of the year, and then also having online classes, I just kind of feel like that shifts to where it's like the learning is on you. So it's like, if you don't do it, well, that's fine. You just fail the class, then you have to take another one. But I feel like with that, you just have to do the learning yourself. And I feel like the best part about the early college is that whenever you do just really take it, I just know in just one of the electives I had in my first year or the first semester, I had to go to two different concerts. And then just in that process of having, you know, you have to do it yourself, and then you have to do the, you know, the paper yourself, I just really feel like that was the most rewarding. And I think a lot of the classes in the high school really did just help benefit for that, even though they were just assignment based. Just taking that learning into yourself just really felt, I guess, satisfying, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Do you still feel like you had a decently strong connection to high school by doing the ECA?
I think it would depend on I think it depends on what you do at the high school. Like, when I first started, and I really wanted to make sure of this, I wanted to stay connected with the high school. I didn't want to just be a college student. I wanted to be a Webster County student and a college student at the same time. So, since day one, I've came back to the high school, taken two classes, and then played sports. So, obviously I played football, and then this year I played tennis, and that's been very interesting. But I think as long as you just do something with the high school, I think that's just a good way to stay connected, whether it's doing this or playing a sport or taking another dual credit class, just any kind of extracurricular that you might not necessarily have to do, but you might want to do. I think as long as you do that, you stay connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say going into the program, I wanted, just like Preston, I didn't want to completely abandon the high school. And I knew that wouldn't be a problem for me, because I'm involved in the community. You know, I go to church and right. I'm in these clubs, True Blue, Skills, Youth Council. And then also I played tennis. And then I would a couple semesters, I came back and took CAD classes. So, and I had friends in high school. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I guess on my part, I guess it was a little different because most of my extracurricular was always in clubs, like Tyler said, Skills and True Blue, and then the youth council that we have at the high school. And so I guess just being a part of that, the clubs are always like throughout the day. And so I wasn't able to go to like a lot of those clubs. And I guess just because I wasn't in anything else, it kind of felt isolating. But then I just kind of, I guess, got into the motion of things, got the schedule down, and then I was able to be able to pick up things like True Blue, like through this podcast and other things like that, to be, I guess, reconnected back into the high school.
Yeah.
And obviously, during our time frame of early college, we had COVID too, which there right. for a few months, everybody had to feel isolated.
Yeah.
Right. So I guess shifting back to you, Ms. Calloway, I remember whenever you're talking about just your story of being able to slowly becoming the superintendent, I know you said that you were able to stay home as a stay-at-home mother for your first two kids. So how was that like being able to then go and get your degree after that? Because I've read and I'm sure it's not easy to have to make that shift away from your kids and towards, again, right. your education.
I think there were several challenges. First of all, my husband was on second shift. And so here I am in, you know, all these science high level classes. And our oldest son thought he wasn't going to bed till mom went to bed. So I still have biology notebooks that have crayon marks in them where, you know, he's trying to study with me. And so, we moved to Owensboro. They started school in Indiana. And so then we moved to Owensboro, and our youngest was born before I started teaching. I was, you know, still with him for a year and before I started teaching. So, you know, it was different. Sometimes I felt guilty because I stayed home with the older two, and then I didn't with Mason. And so, but he didn't know any different. So, right. he wasn't traumatized or anything like that, but it was definitely a challenge to, teach your husband on second shift and three kids who are all playing sports and everything. But, you know, you just do what you do. Your parents have done the same thing. It's one parent goes this way, one parent goes that way.
Yeah.
And depending on who's doing what. So, but it was different. It's a good question. I don't know, here we are and they're all okay.
Yeah. Well, I gotta say I find that your story is just so crazy that you went to Indiana, then you went to Apollo, and then you went to Crittenden, and then in the midst of it all, you wound up here.
Yep.
And by goodness, I'm so glad that you were here. It's been a pleasure to work with you the last few years and just really get to know your story, because I didn't know, obviously I didn't know exactly where you went to college or how you got here. And to be honest, the way that you juggled everything going on and persevered and got that education, I find that a little inspiring.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's funny, I appreciate you saying that you enjoy me being here, because our middle adult is our daughter. And whenever I talk about kids, and one day she said, how do you know their names in the job that you have? I said, I work really hard to know their names because that's what it's about. And she said, you know, thinking about going to school, she said, I don't know if any of my superintendents knew my name. And I said, well, you know, if you're in it for the kids, then you find a way to know the kids.
Right.
So, and that's important to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's the whole point of going into the education field, is that you're doing this to benefit the kids of the future, the generation right. of the future. I know this is kind of an unpopular opinion, but I don't think you go into the education field for a paycheck, because it's not the best paying job in the world, but by God, you are going to love what you do if you're doing it for the kids.
Yeah. It's a calling. I mean, it really is a calling. And I know Donna can tell you that when, you know, she and I graduated the same year, we're the same age. And I have said, you know, because now we're looking at the other side, you know, when is it time to retire? And I have said, you know, the people I work with are my friends.
Right.
You know, who will be my friends if I retire? What will I talk about? Because the only thing I know to talk about are kids and teaching and learning. And it's a little bit scary, you know.
Oh, I'd have to imagine.
So, and I think too, and you guys will hear me say this graduation night, thinking about your all's future is, and I've said this, Lord, every time I have to talk to seniors, it's like, you know, we've typically, us and your parents have been in charge of your future. We tell you when you can eat lunch and when you got to ask permission to go to the bathroom. And then all of a sudden you're in charge of your future. And so that's a big deal. Of course, you guys are a little different because you haven't been bell to bell every 55 minutes going to a class. So you've already experienced a little bit of that. Oh my gosh, I'm in charge of when I study. I'm in charge of all of this. But it's really interesting when you, like you say, you got to ask permission to go to the bathroom, and you tell me when I can eat lunch. And then all of a sudden it's like, here you go.
Well,
and so you guys have to position yourself for success because you're in charge now. And, you know, that can be scary for some.
Oh, I know.
You know,
well, that was part of the big learning curve for me that first semester of being in early college, is that now all of a sudden it's like, okay, I got to figure out when to do this and when to eat this and make sure that I get to each class on time, make sure where I know where each class is and which building. You know, I think that's one of the benefits of early college, is that you learn how to do that before you're kind of thrown into the fire a little bit. Yeah. I think that's definitely one of the biggest helps of the program, other than, of course, getting an associate's degree when you graduate.
Yeah. So you guys will just be, will you just be 2 years at Murray and two at Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be two.
You'll be a sophomore when you go, or a junior?
Yeah, junior.
Wow. Big Where jump. Was that when we were in school?
You know, you would be surprised how much I've heard that. In fact, yesterday I went to a scholarship reception, and about half of the people that I talked with that oversaw the scholarship program was like, man, I wish we had this when we were younger. The program that we've been in part has definitely been a blessing and an eye-opener, that is for sure.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Ms. Calloway, I would like to thank you for being on this episode of Chat for Change. Keep in mind, the Webster County ASAP True Blue Drug Free Communities Program would like to remind adults that alcohol possession and or consumption is illegal for anyone under the age of 21. I'm talking about prom. I swear if I hear about this, I'm going to lose my head.
That's true.
Well, Ms. Calloway, again, I'd like to thank you for being on this episode. I really appreciate you taking time out of your Friday to come in here and talk with us a little bit, share a little bit of your story, because it's been an absolute blessing.
Thank you guys for letting me chatter with you for a little bit. It's gone by fast.
It does. It definitely does.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks to you. Also, thanks to United Community Bank for helping with kind of advertising Preston just said there, you know, to stay clean on these big nights when you want to celebrate. But like we said, thank you, Ms. Calloway. It was great having you. And
thank you, guys.
Make sure you tune in next time for the next episode of Chatter for Change. So we'll hear from you later.
All right. Have a good one.
You guys are awesome.